Blog Talk Radio.
It's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I dragged my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause bro, fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, so fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing death in here. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get you a award, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride, spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stress. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing death in here. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to its gross level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. That this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little colorblind. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing death in here. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing death in here.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Ride with your host, Tavi Cole, Gilly G. Other co-host, Echo Killer. We got an 845 called in. 845, what's good? Who this?
What's good? It's Crazy Clown. What's good?
What's going on, homie?
Yeah, not shit, man. Trying to find some fucking some green shit.
Hell yeah. And we got a 205. What's going on to the 205?
What?
Who this be? Man, Crazy Clown, man, yo, it's been a while since you called in, man.
Yeah, man, fucking, I forgot I had this number in my old phone. I got a new phone and shit.
Go figure.
What?
But yeah, nah, man, fucking, but yeah, so, yeah, man, so like, how's things been with you, man?
Ah, shit, man, I'm trying to fucking hook this girl up with some weave and nobody wants to fucking sell me.
Yeah.
This girl, like, fucking randomly walked up to me, asked me if I knew anybody. I'm like, nah, but I'll try.
Hell yeah.
I want to go smoke with her. She's fine as hell, too. That's looking black shit, yo. Oh my god.
Oh shit, man! You're like, do you have any neighbors that fucking grow this shit or not?
What?
Do you have any neighbors that grow this shit or not?
No, fucking my homeboy, fucking he ain't got none, yo. And I'm like fucking.
Nah, I have no. Tell you.
Yeah, man, fucking nobody wants to fucking sell that. Nobody wants to answer the phone. Fuck, man, I just want to go to this girl's house, man. Shit.
Man, go anyways. Fuck it.
I'm trying to, yo. I'm trying to hook this girl up first, man. Get her high and fuck her, then leave me. Nah, I swear.
Man, fuck that. Yo, get her drunk and then leave her.
Still fucking, she's one of the fucking finest bunches I ever seen, yo. God damn.
Oh shit, I guess fucking booze and you know, if you can't get no weed, man, you bring some fucking booze with you, man.
Thinking about it, just call her up, be like, yo, we should chill. I'll buy some beer.
Exactly, there you go. Just, you know, get a fucking, just, you know, get a drunk as all shit.
I know. She lives out of the city, too, so it's like, fuck it, you know, fuck her if she leaves. Fuck it.
Hell yeah. But, I don't know, man, you know, like, I'm planning on waiting, you know, until we got, like, a few more people tuned in or called in, but, check it. Have you ever heard of the band called Flaw?
Nah.
Why is it hard to find people that actually know who they are?
Wait, what?
I said, why is it hard to find people that actually know, that actually remember that band?
I don't even know.
I think I want to have a track here that just might help some memory for people. And someone's fucking choking on something over there.
You so wild?
Someone's fucking choking over there.
Hey, me.
I'm a
big joke. Everybody in the fucking brother texting me, though. Nobody wants to sell me fucking weed.
Hey, man, if I had any weed, I'd fucking sell it to you.
Jeez.
But I ain't got shit here. Damn, dude, you're fucking getting high over there.
I know, yo. Fucking come to New York and sell me stuff.
But, let me see what like, I'm trying to like, find a track on the soundboard. I still have, but I. God
damn. Yo, where you at, yo? Tell me, sir. What?
That's some good shit right there. Yo, she's still choking. That's some good shit.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
all
damn.
She's saying is coughing. Fuck.
See?
Yeah.
Damn.
Let it all out. Let that shit out.
Nah, don't let it all out. Just fucking hold it in. Hold it in.
Or at least come to New York and tell me something. Fuck.
Oh, God.
Nobody fucking
freaks out. My question is here. What the fuck's the 205 out of anyways?
I don't
even know. What the fuck? I'm trying to find a fucking goddamn track here. I can't even find the damn band.
Now
she said out after all that choking there. Stop. Oh, this is gross. Oh, my God. I need more people on my contact list, yo. Fuck.
We need more people fucking tuned the fuck in.
Yeah. Well, I can't fucking advertise anymore. I don't have fucking internet at the moment.
Well, that sucks. I mean, then again, we fucking promote advertising like a motherfucker. We still ain't get nobody. So that doesn't work either.
Oh. It's fucking raining? Like, really?
Who the fuck's calling me?
Did you say it's raining? Yeah,
hey, no,
I swear.
It's about to fucking rain, yo.
I'm about to say, yeah, but, yo, I've been praying for it to rain all fucking night while I was at work. If it starts raining, the minute I get home, I'm going to be pissed. Well, I'm home now, but shit, but I'm going to be pissed if it starts raining now.
They fucking let me out of fucking work early today because it was supposed to fucking, we were supposed to have severe fucking thunderstorms. They didn't do shit today. I was pissed.
That's that. But, yo, fuck that, yo. Yo, if my boss and people came up to me and said, like, massive thunderstorms and shit, yo, I ain't leaving. I'm staying right outside in the fucking rain. I'm going to finish my job.
Yeah, well, I work outside.
Man, I do too.
I'm a paintball referee here. Fuck that shit. I ain't getting wet fucking paintballs. Fuck you.
I'm a goddamn cart boy at a grocery store.
Hey, job's a job these days, shit. Especially with the economy.
I don't mind it because you know what? I get, you know, while I'm out there pushing the cart there, I'm smoking a fucking cigarette, I'm listening to music, I'm getting paid for it.
Shit, there you go.
Only thing I hate about it is that it's so goddamn hot. It's been like, it's hot as a motherfucker lately.
Hell yeah, here too, yo.
Like, that's the only reason why I was hoping for the rain, because at least in that way, you know, I'm in the rain, I'm cooling the fuck off. But, nope. No rain. But yo, check it out. All right, so I finally got this track uploaded. This is Flaw. The track is called Payback. We'll be right back.
Was it just my phone, or was that shit staticky?
Might be your phone, because usually if it's on, if people listen to it through a cell phone, it's kind of staticky, like over a cell phone.
Damn, she's still fucking going, yo. God damn, yo, what the fuck?
Man, I know, yo, she's getting out of the motherfucker over there.
I know, she's probably fucking gone right now. I don't know what the fuck she's doing right now.
What?
So, 205, you got... Yeah, it's going to take me a while, but do you have a name? So that way I can... Instead of just calling you by the 205.
Yeah.
Want to say the name?
Well, what is...
Do what?
Do you want to say your name?
She just called Miss 420 or some shit. She's gone right now. Hell no.
For some reason, that 205 number looks awfully familiar, too.
I don't think it's anybody I know. Hold on. Oh, come on. This fucking shit. Fucking phone.
Yeah, that number looks all way too familiar.
Oh, not who I thought it was. Nope. Not that person. Nope. Oh, who that is.
I think I know who it is. I just can't remember her name.
You should just call her Miss 205.
What's her name?
Well, I'm still waiting for her to say her name.
I don't think she has it, her name.
What?
We're waiting to hear your name.
The fuck told you that?
Oh God, I remember who she is. Oh God.
What?
Oh shit. Anybody hear from Poopo Ninja lately?
Man, I think that motherfucker died.
Probably.
Because, Yeah, I remember. I definitely remember her now. She was asked, I got a question.
Nuh-uh.
You always asked, I got a question. That's the first thing you always said.
Well, 205 area code includes the cities of Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yep.
I just looked this shit up.
Well, from here on out, she could only really say, I have a question. Because if she does, she gets the penalty box.
I don't say that shit no more.
Oh, so it is there.
But I knew it. I knew it. Okay. I was just trying to get her to say her name.
Look, I just got off probation. I'm changed.
Probation. Well, hold on. What did you get off probation for? Smoking weed?
Fell in the drug test.
Yeah, you look changed, all right? Yeah, you coughing up a fucking lung, but you're a changed woman.
You what?
Hell no. You say you just got off of probation, you're a changed person. You just sitting there smoking weed, yeah, you changed a lot.
No, not about that. I'm, like, more mature than I was.
Oh, gotcha.
I
see.
So, Crazy Clown, man. Fucking the 30th, man, coming up in a couple of days. Twisted drops a new album, which I'll be having my hands on.
Oh, shit.
The best thing
I
is...
I want to go to a gathering, yo. I figured this shit out. I looked this shit up the other day. I'm only 15 hours away from a gathering. I want to go.
Man, I don't even know how long I'm fucking far from there, but, shit, right now, I think the only thing that's meant that matters to me is work.
I know. I could easily get off, but, you know, fuck it, I ain't got the money for that shit. It's like, what, like $300 or some shit like that?
Probably somewhere out there. But now, man, but it's dope because of the fact, I know fucking Twisted was doing something where, you know, like Rambling, this is like who pre-orders the new mixtape that they're dropping, gets a, I believe they get a autographed copy of the new mixtape.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yep. And I made sure to pre-order that shit fucking quick.
Hell yeah.
So, which means I will be having Twisted's autograph.
Why the fuck is my ex texting me this shit, yo? What the fuck?
Because that's a bitch.
My ex just texted me, I'm wet. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. I fucking block half my, I blocked almost half my fucking exes on Facebook and everything. Just so that way they can't fucking message me back or talk to me ever again.
Well, this bitch fucking made a fake profile just to talk to me, the fuck.
Man, she needs to realize.
Bart.
I mean, yeah, she needs to realize. Exes are exes for a reason. So you don't want anything to do with them.
I know that. She freaking added me saying, yo, you look kind of cute. I see you're from Kingston. And I'm like, okay. So I started fucking talking to this girl. Found out it was my fucking ex-girlfriend. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's like, I think there's only one ex I'll fucking talk to. That's it. Other than that, I don't want anything to do with any of my fucking exes.
I feel you.
Well, except for this one chick. Except for this one chick. Fuck it, this one chick from fucking Texas. She ain't a let. Yo, she's a down fucking through and through country chick. And yo, she was sexy as fuck. She had the most sexiest voice. Yo, if that bitch ever came back into my life, wanted to get back to me, I'm down for it.
My lighter just went out.
Did she just say her lighter off? Well, yeah. if you're not using it, the lighter usually doesn't turn on anyways.
Shit, I'm only... No, hold on. I'm trying to figure out my batteries. My batteries about to die.
But no, man, but it's kind of funny, though, too, because, like, you know, like, mostly me and Ghetto, since Chris doesn't really do shit around here anymore, we've been tossing around, like, new ideas and shit for the show. And so then I came up with, you know, from here on out, like, instead of saying your host, Havoc, from here on out, y'all, I'm going to refer to myself as the blood preacher of Juggler Ride Radio, and Ghetto G is the choir boy of death, and Chris is the virgin sacrifice.
Yeah. And,
oh, God.
I mean, come on. Like, the motherfucker straight up came out and told, like, let us know that he was a virgin. And he's still a virgin. I mean, come on. Dude had a... I mean, yeah, the chick that he almost fucked that has fucking herpes and shit like that. But, yo, wrap your shit, fucking get your shit, get yourself laid, even if she throws a fucking tuna.
Hell no.
Yeah, so from here on out, he is now the virgin sacrifice.
Oh, my goodness.
Need to get him laid.
It's funny because the dude, like, he says he has no purposes. Like, as long as the chick has, like, a good personality. First of all, that's probably a mistake in itself. I mean, the chick can have a nice personality, but she's ugly as all fucking hell to the point where she needs a bag over her face. And I ain't touching it. Fuck that. Yo, the chick has... I mean, yeah, I'll go for a chick with a nice personality. Yo, she at least has to look good.
You're so mean.
I'm being fucking honest.
I mean, that's mean, though.
That's not mean. That's just the way I am. I mean, like I said, the chick can have a fucking, you know, can have a nice personality. She can be cool as all hell. But, yo, if she ugly as fuck, I ain't touching it.
Well, yeah, come on, dude. She's ugly as fuck, but I mean, if she ain't, like, the hottest thing to walk the earth.
Hey, what up? I mean, you know, I mean, shit, I mean, as long as the chick ain't, you know, don't need a fucking bag over her face while we're fucking.
Oh, fuck
it. I mean, come on, crazy clown. Am I right or wrong? I mean... Yeah, you know, personality gets you as so far. But, I mean, you know, it helps if the chick looks good at the same time.
Yeah, I guess I'll
keep it up. I mean, if she's butt ugly as all hell, like, I mean, like, looking like fucking, I don't know, fucking Bigfoot or something like that,
oh,
I ain't
seen
it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I learned from that mistake. Because this one chick I was with, man, yo, she was a hairy bitch. Like, reminded me of Chewbacca.
Hell no. Yo, I actually had a fucking girl leave fucking one night, yo. I was about to fuck this chick, and she had a fucking the most hairiest pussy I've ever seen. Yo, I said to her, I said, I ain't touching that shit, so you save it. She goes, what? I said, yeah, I ain't going down there until you shave that shit. She goes, oh, hell no. And she fucking got dressed and fucking left. I was like, fuck.
And I don't blame you. Or what you can do is...
I'm telling you shit up. I am not eating a fucking girl that has a fucking hairy ass vagina. I'm sorry. No sorry, Bob.
Hell no. I mean, you know, you can fuck her all you want and... Advice, and there's a lot of advice you can do. Fuck her, the minute she passes on, and, like, as long as you know that she fucking sleeps through anything, man, shave the pussy for her.
Hell yeah. Fuck that, yo. I am not touching that shit. Like, I'll fuck her and all, but I ain't eating that shit out. Crazy. Fuck
man.
That.
Why do you think I refuse to go out with a chick that's from fucking Europe? Those bitches go all natural.
Hell yeah.
Ew.
They don't shave.
Yo, what the hell's that beeping noise? Yo, that's just annoying.
It's my fucking phone.
Yeah, her annoying phone.
I can't help it that he keeps calling me.
I'm your fucking right now. Answer the phone and like start moaning and be like, oh, yeah, let me call you back. And then just hang up.
What?
I said, next time he calls you, answer the phone, start moaning, fake moaning, and say, I'll call you back. That's all you gotta do.
That would be so fucking mean.
How would that be mean?
He'll leave you the fuck alone, shit. I did that to my homeboy one time. I was hanging out with a chick. I was like, yo, do me a favor, start moaning as soon as I answer the phone. And she's like, what? I'm like, just do it, please. So she started moaning. I started answering the phone. I'm like, yo, let me call you back, huh? Because what the fuck you doing? And she started moaning. And he's like, oh, okay.
But, yo,
I didn't feel like talking to the dude, you know?
But, yo, that's only something I do.
One,
to piss off my exes. Two, just because of the fact I want to be an asshole to somebody.
I can't even, like, function right now.
You can't what?
I can't.
You can't vote right now. That's because you fucking high as a motherfucker right now.
I can't function.
You hit your funny. What?
I can't.
Yo, this girl is funny, yo. Can we, like, record this shit? Because this is funny as hell. This girl is funny as hell. I'll tell you what.
Yo, no. Yo, that shit gets recorded either way anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that shit.
I can't function.
She can't assume, Mike. Don't know what the hell she's saying.
I can't operate. I cannot operate.
You can't operate what?
Can't operate too high as hell.
I cannot function. My mind is like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you, girl. You on your own. Like, it, like, left my body.
What? I don't know if she knows what the hell she's saying.
I don't think anything. This girl's gone. She's in a new dimension right now, yo. I'll tell you what.
She's been in a whole different dimension for quite some time.
This is a badass poster.
What?
I'm looking at this poster, and it's like a blacklight poster, and it's all swirled up like a rainbow shit.
I thought she said toaster. My bad. You said you were looking at a fat-ass toaster. Wow.
I can't function. That's what I'm saying. Function.
Okay. But, check it out, though, man. I'm pretty sure you haven't heard this yet. I mean, I know it's up on fucking YouTube and shit, but check it out. Fucking brand new Twisted. Off the new mixtape, dropping on the fucking 30th of this month as well. And it's funny because, let's see, you got... Okay, let me ask you, man. What album would you say you're most looking forward to? Tax new album dropping on the 30th or Twisted?
Wait, what are we voting on here? Oh, thanks, man.
Well, put this way, man. Yo, Tech N9ne has an album dropping on the same day Twisted drops theirs. So, my question is for you, man. What would you, I mean, even though practically you're getting like the entire fucking album from Twisted from fucking Tech, anyways, because he keeps releasing free tracks for some odd reason. So, which
are that three people talking?
Yeah, me, you, and him. That counts as three.
I thought he was talking about the other dude.
What other dude? There's only three people up in here.
There's three guys. There's you, there's him, and then there's that other guy.
No,
there's nobody else here.
Oh my fucking God, you're done. Oh my fucking God. I'm fucking done.
I mean, yeah, there'll be another person here once Ghetto G calls in.
Yo, he needs to get his ass up in here so we can have a good old laugh.
LOG, it has returned.
I'm not an it.
What do you mean it returned?
I'll give you a hint. I have a question.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it now.
I'm not.
Yes, he's here.
We can do that.
No.
Don't need any of that bullshit.
Yo, can we put her in the penalty box every time she asks a dumb question?
We're going to put her in a pine box so we won't have any more problems.
This girl's killing me right now, yo.
Wait, hold on. Why is she with you?
No, that's not what I meant.
No, no, I mean, why is she here with you, though? You know what I mean?
I don't even know her.
Oh. I thought you guys came on the phone together here.
No, no.
Oh, all right. Well, then, yeah, it's all fine.
I feel bad for you if you did, because, like... Yeah.
Oh, man, so if this thing showed up, that just means them other people that came along with her are probably going to show up, too. Oh, fuck.
I don't hope not. Fucking James is just retorted.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Let's see the back.
So where's Mr. What's his name? I don't know. I don't got no smart comment for him. Where's Chris at?
Oh, you mean the Virgin Sacrifice? Apparently saw his sister still Tuesday.
Man, bullshit. I saw you on fucking Facebook, man. I know you got service.
Yep.
Wow. What a fucking pansy, man. We should have fired him like days ago.
Oh, yeah, by the way, in case you ever noticed, Spaz deleted her Facebook.
No, can't say I noticed.
I only noticed this because of the fact she deleted me as a friend. And now you can't even find her anywhere.
She has an Instagram. Like, that matters. But
oh, hell no.
But I'm just saying, man, she's on there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if she's still up on there or not.
I don't know. Yesterday I was on a deleting spree, so if you didn't say hi to me, I kind of deleted you. It's always a fun game to play.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can find Spaz up on here.
Type in Little Spaz.
Yep, she's still there.
Well, there you go. You found her. She's still on the internet for you. Fucking internet, man. It's fucking pointless unless you're looking at porn or buying something.
I hear you. That was.
Shit. See, there you go. He popped back online again.
See? He's a fucking liar. I want to knock his teeth out.
I mean, come on, you know. It was him that told us that he doesn't get service down there, right?
Yeah, well, clearly we can see he's a liar. I mean, he's been lying for like a year now.
Yep.
The same lie over and over.
And...
Actually, that motherfucker should have just gotten herpes and got it over with.
Yeah, at least he would have got it laid, like he said.
Yeah, but apparently he didn't want to touch anything with herpes. They made condoms. Then saran wrap.
I don't know, you could just stick it in her ass. I don't know.
What the fuck?
can keep her virginity or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That bitch ain't no fucking virgin. Get the fuck out of here.
Hell no. But yeah, so get over. So I noticed that you liked my status I posted up earlier.
Maybe.
Flaw.
Yeah, I saw that. I enjoy their song My Letter and their song Payback.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but like,
I think I saw them at Ozfest one year, but I might have missed them. I don't know.
Yeah, no, because like, it's funny because I woke up this morning and like, I thought I had a fucking message from them back. Like, I sent them a message back in, let's see, when I fucking sent them a message.
Yeah, when did you send them a message?
I believe it was June of last year.
Damn. Well, what did they say?
He said, sure would. Hit me up. So I hit him back up. I said, how does August 9th sound for the interview? We normally do a show at 11 p.m. Eastern, but you know, of course, you know, like, we're always willing to change the time, you know, to meet the artist or you know, band schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's going for them to hit me back. I'll probably end up waiting another year.
Damn.
Well, I mean, come on, man. I sent them that shit last year in June.
I didn't even know you sent them a message. See that?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, like, yeah. I mean, like, I hit them up last year for the interview. They wanted to do like an interview, and they just hit me up this year. So it took them about a year to fucking hit me back.
Well, since that first CD that they put out, did they put out any other music?
I think so. Let me find out.
Because I have that first CD, but then I didn't listen to anything else after that.
No.
But yeah, that'd be pretty dope to get them on here, though.
Hell yeah. And I believe they used to be a part of... I'm trying to think what label they used to be a part of. They were a part of Universal... They're no longer a part of that anymore. So I'm guessing it's funny because they actually just got back together back in 2006.
Well, then that answers my question. They probably didn't make anything else.
Yeah, they did. They put out, looks like, three other albums. Well, let's see. They've got about six albums altogether.
Holy shit.
Let's see, American Arrogance was 1997, which was the independently released. The self-titled album Flaw was independently released in 98. 2000 was Drama EP, independently released. And then Through the Eyes in 2001, Universal Records released.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
2004, Endangered Species. And in 2009, Homegrown Studio Sessions.
I don't know. A lot of people never really liked Flaw, though. But I did. So.
Yeah, I did, too, but again. So Jay hits me back saying that, you know, he's fucking, that August 9th works out in the shit, man. That'll make like how many fucking major bands you've had up on here so far?
Man, there's too many to count. We don't even need to even try.
But let's see.
But John the Crazy Clown, he better be here for that interview though.
Yeah, he left.
He fucking left.
Yep. He left. But it's still here on mute.
So how about I heard a lyrical genius earlier today?
Who would that be?
Here, hold on. Let me tell you the lyrics that he had in the verse. He said, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4.
Aw, fuck.
Wait, I was like, really? That's the fucking worst. This stupid black dude that apparently made it, man, because he's on MTV in a music video.
Does he have a name?
His name is Frenchie.
Oh, French Montana?
No, Frenchie.
They're the same thing either way. I mean, yeah, one's white, but oh well.
I'm just saying, man, this dude was fucking terrible. Can't understand a goddamn word that he said in the song except for that part and him rhyming me with me with me with me with me.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And this is the type of shit that gets big.
Oh, man. And here I thought. I heard some shitty-ass music come in at work today.
Man, no. This takes the cake.
I mean, shit, like one fucking dude came in fucking bumping fucking Lil Wayne.
Oh.
And some other dude came in.
Should have locked the door so he couldn't come in.
Man, I thought about it, too.
Turn that shit off and you can come in.
And of course, we had some other person come in fucking bumping fucking Thrift Shop on Macklemore.
What the fuck? Who goes around bumping that song?
I have no clue. Oh,
shit, man. I think I'll be a little more gangster when I was driving around bumping Ghetto Rainbows. Like, come on. Macklemore Thrift Shop. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, that's the type of shit people love nowadays.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded.
Yeah, they're pretty much brainwashed by the radio.
Yep, Lil Wayne needs to fucking die. Macklemore needs to die.
Well, he doesn't need to die, he just needs to stop making music, so I don't gotta hear him.
Yeah, but if he's dead, then he can't make any music, period, ever.
Are you fucking kidding me, man? Tupac still makes music.
Yeah, but Tupac's good.
I'm just saying, he's fucking been dead for how long, and he's still putting out CDs?
Yeah, but I mean, that's okay, because, I mean, you know, like I said, it's Tupac. He's actually good. All these other idiots, they just suck.
But I'm saying, once that terrible Lil Wayne fucking finally dies, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fucking music still coming out. Well, whatever you want to call that shit.
Yeah, like fucking people singing da 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 da, hey hey hey, goodbye.
Oh yeah, man, that'd be my tribute track to Lil Wayne. Na 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 na, hell yeah, goodbye.
Oh, man, and somebody actually fucking posted up on, actually commented on the status on the JR Street life page.
And what did they say? No, I'm not tuning in, fuck you.
Well, apparently they want to know. Oh, God, she's hitting me up on, she's hitting us up on our fucking life page now.
Oh, God, man, remove it. This isn't cancer, we can remove this.
Nah, I think it's worse than that.
Man, this thing keeps coming back like a herpes outbreak.
You know, I think it's funny how people seem to fucking think that, with Terry Harper's fucking band, but, Terry Harper was only a part of fucking Flaw from fucking 2008 to fucking 2009, 2012, and
see.
We need to realize he was an individual member of the band. But I'll answer the question and say yes. No, because some dude fucking goes, are you talking about the band Flaw from Louisville? Terry Harper's old band?
Yes.
Did you not just see me put in the sad scene? are y'all, for those of you familiar with the band Flaw?
Gotta dumb it down for them.
Apparently I do. I mean, come on. I mean, did we have to dumb it down for these people?
Yeah. Like, real down.
Yeah, like Chris down.
No, slower than that.
I think,
they ain't too smart.
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
The duty sergeant responds saying, I didn't know that they were still around.
Because they're really not.
Well, they are. I mean, they like I said, they just did a reunion back in 2006, and they're still together.
Well, you don't ever hear them anywhere.
Well, they are of course working on a new album, and we heard them for the last shows in August.
Oh.
Well, hell yeah.
You got that song, My Letter?
I do not, but I do have. I mean, that's one of them I don't really have. But I have
it's on the same CD as that Payback song.
I think I gotta download the rest of those, but let me see
that's
here.
That's like the main CD anybody would know right there.
Well, alright, boy. I know of them through EP Drama.
Through their eyes or whatever the fuck. That's
it. Yeah, but I'm saying like Payback was also part of the Drama EP as well.
I even had a Flaw T-shirt at one time, but I don't think it ever fit me.
But I don't think any of the shirts you get from people like whether it be even strange fits you.
No, man, I don't know, this was a long time ago. I wasn't as fat as I was now.
Torn has been sentenced as required by U.S. court. Well, fuck you, U.S. court. Go suck a dick.
But yeah, extra large T-shirts do not fit me. They haven't fit me for years.
Let's see if I can get through this way.
So how do you feel about that thing I posted up about that person talking about Violent J?
But if that's actually going to be fucking happening at the gathering, I'm going to be pissed.
No, man. A damn video I posted up of that chick that supposedly worked for him and shit, and then she was just on the radio just, you know, bashing Violent J about, about like shady shit that he's doing.
I didn't even listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know. He's talking about how he has, like, underage girls in his fucking office all the time and shit. And how he, like, hires interns and shit and then just fires them right away and shit so they don't get all their hours. I don't know. People talking crazy.
Yeah, they are.
So who the fuck knows what's going on over there? And, apparently, Boondocks was supposed to be, like, a joke. but then, like, everybody started liking them.
Okay, then.
I mean, whenever I first heard him, I thought he was supposed to be a joke, too, man. You know, coming off of tracks like, you know, like Chicken Hunting and, you know, fucking Ripple Flag and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Or Willie Bubba, you know.
Yeah, but then, you know, he turned out to be fucking dope as all hell.
Yeah, but I don't understand why anybody would say that it was supposed to be a joke, though. Well, I mean, no, it wasn't the right idea at the time to sign him to a label that hated rednecks, but it turned out for the better.
Yeah, that's true. I can't blame him on hating rednecks.
But, you know, everybody's deal nowadays is Violent J is just out for the money, which he kind of is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, but then again, can't really bump him. Come on, you know, everybody's got a family to raise.
Yeah, but still, man, you ain't got to be, like, a complete asshole to people that are supposed to be on your label.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, how are you supposed to, you know, keep making money if you keep making all your artists leave?
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. I think sooner or later it's just going to be, end up just being fucking ICP up on the label.
Yeah. But, like, at that boy Blue, man, he said even if it was just ICP on there, man, they'd still make it and whatever because, you know, they got such a huge following. Which is true.
Yeah. That is actually true. I mean, come on. You know, like, they were doing fucking big things even before they brought Twisted and everyone up anyway.
Exactly. And then they just got even bigger when they brought everybody else in.
I think it's funny how she's called in from two separate numbers now.
I don't know who you're talking about. So, let it go.
But apparently that this dude Jeremy Rigdon actually likes the idea of us bringing Flo up on here for an interview.
Wow, somebody actually interacted with something that you posted.
Hell yeah, kind of a shocker.
It really is.
Have you ever heard of the track Away by Flo?
No.
That's actually pretty good, actually. It's actually track one off of the EP that they put out like a while back.
But here's something I don't understand. Fucking the Butcher Babies, man. All right, they're called Butcher Babies. And then you read the lyrics and they talk about shooting people. Like, always talking about their fingers on the trigger and shit. I was like, shouldn't you be, like, murdering people? Like, you know, like, stabbing them and shit?
Yeah, you think so.
Like, at least 2-3 tracks are talking about, like, you know, their hand on a gun and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Doesn't fit your MO at all.
Yeah, no. Definitely doesn't.
But at least they're still hot, though, so that works.
Yeah.
And they can sing, too. I mean, I'll give them that.
That's true. And they're the only female band that I know that comes out with fucking tape on their tits.
Man, I'm sure there's plenty others. We just don't know about them.
Exactly. I mean, this is like, this family, this is the only band we found. That actually does it.
I mean, and I only found them because of that fact. Searching for bitches with electrical tape on them and shit, and I found them. Turns out they were a band. And here we are.
Well, I'm definitely going to hit them up, though, and see if they're, you know, down for the interview or something like that.
Well, they're on tour now, so can't really do that now.
No. But we go ahead and set it up when it, you know, when they're off the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how about the fact that Corey Taylor was on New York Inc.?
Okay.
He got a tattoo of Paul Gray on, like, on his calf.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, what's funny is the fact that, you know, like, while he was getting the tattoo, he just, like, he started crying his eyes out.
Yeah, well, he lost his dude.
Oh yeah, I mean, fucking Paul. I mean, Paul Gray was definitely one of his best friends.
And it's funny that Paul Gray actually wrote like most of the lyrics like for half the track with Slipknot too.
Damn.
So that dude was definitely gifted. That dude was talented as well. He wrote the lyrics.
So did everybody hate him because he wrote the lyrics? Like, everybody hates Ron Jose for writing other people's albums.
And people just fucking hung up on the most stupidest shit, though.
And I'm just saying they hated him, but, you know, everybody else gets away with it. I mean, that's why they hire ghostwriters.
But check it out, man. This is Flaw from the track Away. I'm going to go take a piss.
God damn it, where's my song?
Man, I'm downloading it.
I found
And we're back. So, Gettleman, what you think of that track?
It was all right.
I'm trying to get, I'm down on your track, and at the same time, I'm also down on the entire album, so that way I can have the album itself.
Well, Payback's a good track. Best That I Am, or whatever the fuck song, is a pretty good song.
Well, Payback I've heard because, I've got that one, and I also have Only the Strong, which was also another good track.
I don't know, man. I love that My Letter song and The Best That I Am, even though they're like sappy, sad songs, but they're real good.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds better than the sappy love song thingamajigger that
Soulja put out. It's not a love song. It's just like a sad type song.
Alright, so I downloaded that one already. So many.
Because if Flaw was doing love songs, that'd be a little weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, then again, we don't know what their new album is going to sound like once that's released.
There's that, too.
I mean, hey, at least they're fucking back to making music and putting out some new shit.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. These people broke up, got back together, and still made more music than Chris.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And what the fuck does he do? Nothing.
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, you want us to play your music and get it. I mean, come on. I mean, you say you're an artist, but you're not doing anything about it to actually record shit.
Yeah, I don't understand that. He was real big into that. But then we told him that he had a fake label and his artist sucked. And then he just stopped doing things.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell? What did you do, Havoc? You made the poor boy give up on his dreams.
And all I said was, acetone sucks. And the label was fake.
Yeah, you crushed his dreams.
Yeah, his dreams of having a fake label.
I still have that dream. Speaking of artists, I wonder if Butcher Knife would do a verse if I asked him.
You could try.
Even though he doesn't talk or do anything, and who knows what the fuck he records on. Sound recorder.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He don't talk or anything, but Butcher puts out more music than fucking Chris does.
Speaking of which, did I put that song on the soundboard? Is there a Butcher Knife Bandit track on her?
Let me look. Nope, Butcher Babies.
Keep going.
Butcher Babies.
Come on, it's gotta be in there somewhere. It gotta be there somewhere underneath that.
Man, all I see is just two Butcher Babies. There's nothing under that.
Where the fuck did that song go?
Except for the two Call Me Maybe parodies.
Well, what the fuck? Where did I put that song? Alright, well, tell me if I put Tech N9ne's song up there called Frail.
Let's find out.
Or whatever the fuck that song's called. Fragile. fine. Whatever the fuck.
I'm looking. Let's see. You got Rockabye, Rising, Party the Pain Away, Little Pills, Clusterfuck, So Dope, See Me, Fortune Force Field, Be Jealous.
Why the hell is it ordered like that?
Man, I have no clue.
Like, that's not even alphabetical.
But no, I don't see Fragile or Frail up on here.
What the fuck? I guess I didn't upload any of this shit. It's all in my mind.
Yeah, I'm booking on the way.
I blame Chris.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
Yeah. Quit beating off in your sister's basement, faggot.
Let's see. I'm still looking. I mean, maybe it might be up on here. Me look through all the Tech N9ne we have. No, we're nope. That's everything I uploaded. Okay.
Well, that was quick.
Oh, well. Let's see.
Yeah, fuck
here.
It.
What the fuck? God damn it, Chris. You're an idiot.
What the hell do you do now?
Yes. The funny thing is, you put it under a track that's already up on here. So now we have it up on. So we have the same track. So we have it up on here twice, even though one is different.
You know, that's usually the plan, so you don't find it.
Except, let's see, you uploaded Tech N9ne, Rockabye, and he re-uploaded. But, see, that's the thing. Chris hasn't figured it out yet that we know what he uploads because he doesn't put anything, he puts it all lowercase.
Yeah.
I wonder if Chris remembers. I know how long that one is, so it doesn't really work out anymore.
Well, it's been upper for quite a while now, though.
Yeah, he hasn't played it at all.
Because he hasn't been here. He's too busy doing important things.
Yeah, like his sister.
That would be incest.
Yeah, whatever. That just might be the only way for him to get laid.
Hey, man, for all we know, that is what goes on over there.
But here you
have,
go, man.
Hold on. He doesn't have reception. He's locked in a basement all the time. It's damn well might be. Anyway, go ahead.
But here you go, man. Flaw, my letter. And we're back. Yeah, man, yeah, that's such a dope track, too.
I told you.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it's safe to say that Chris is really, really go back and listen to the show ever.
I don't give a shit. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. I hope he hears it.
But, what I'm going to say is I can just replace his quote-unquote Chewbacca sound under something different, same line. But when he goes to play it and he thinks it's Chewbacca, it's something completely different.
That's what you do with everything else.
Yeah, but this is Chris we're talking about. For some reason, he's obsessed with the sound of fucking Chewbacca.
Well, he does like big, beastly women.
Oh, yeah. And robots.
Yeah, that thing. Who knows what the fuck that is?
I don't think anybody would ever know what the fuck that is.
I don't think so. Like, yeah, it may as well be a fucking robot because all it does is just make graphics.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, fucking Killer Cat doesn't but make graphics, but, you know, at least we know she's real.
Man, she doesn't make graphics, man. She just finds a picture and goes to Pies app. The same shit we do.
Oh, yeah.
But shit, man, I made my few little Photoshop pictures. Of like that cover, that skull picture that you shared yesterday.
Yep, I remember. For a minute there, I almost forgot what I shared yesterday.
Wow.
I think I'm going to get rid of the ABK version of Dark Lotus and we'll leave the Mars version up on the soundboard.
I thought you liked the ABK version.
I do, I mean, but, you know, we need room for more tracks in case we have to set up a little more stuff.
Man, delete whatever the hell Chris got on her.
Man, I'm gonna have to go through and actually find out all the fucking lowercase tracks.
No, I meant him, his songs.
Let's see what we got then.
And delete whoever else doesn't ever tune in.
What's the track? Don't say it. Oh, yeah, I uploaded that. Well, let's see. Who don't tune in? I guess that means for beating the Febreze brothers. Goodbye.
No, man, I like that song. Don't take that off. What's wrong with you? There's a big fuck you and you with you and you, sir.
Well, you said whoever doesn't tune in.
God damn it, that'd be the entire soundboard. But I'm talking about artists that hit you up and want to be played and never tune in. They never hit you up. I put that song on there just because I liked it.
Oh, I guess that means Freaking Blunt can go.
Yeah, fuck it, whatever. You can take that shit off of there. Except for Murder Game. It's the only decent one they got.
Freddy Garcia can go.
Damn.
Actually, you know what? No, that track is just because of the fact that Future Skullman is a dope track.
Yeah. He ever put JR in that magazine or whatever yet?
I don't even know. Well, Chris, you uploaded Fandango so I can go bye-bye.
Man, that's up there like 4 times.
Yeah, all in the fucking lowercase. So that's how I know he uploaded it. I'll leave Halloween just because of the fact, you know, Maddie's actually cool. Wait, I have to go back up to the Ghetto G's because of the fact I have Chris's one track on labeled on one of your tracks.
Man, you could delete some of those too if you want to.
What track?
Not like that will ever get played. Whatever the fuck you want.
Well, I guess we can give it the Christmas one.
Yeah, may as well. Till Christmas time again.
Yep, exactly. Surviving Christmas, wake up. So I think it's Chris and that can go away.
That doesn't have Chris in it.
Oh, well, which one? Which one features Chris?
What's that smell?
Alright. Is Day or Upon Us a Christmas track?
Yeah.
Let's see.
You could delete that Lonely Cannibal song. I know that's on it.
I'll get to that in 1 second. Who'd delete My Life This Is?
I didn't even know that was on the soundboard. Oh, yes, I did. You played it. Never mind.
The funny thing is, the fuck is up on here twice?
That's probably Fandango or something.
Probably. Find out. Still technically on the soundboard for a little bit longer. At least until we refresh the soundboard.
I don't know, you could probably delete some of that Cottonmouth Kings on there too if you want to.
Yeah, we might as well do that way because there's way too many.
So nobody ever calls in and requests those. Nobody ever plays those. So.
Well, I mean, we play some of them, but not all of them.
Because most of them, I don't think I've ever really listened to much in my life.
I don't think I have either.
I mean, I had the CDs. I listened to them a few times, but, you know, there's just certain tracks that you actually like.
I'll delete Ghetto's favorite track.
What's that?
Your favorite track.
What the hell's my favorite track?
Alright, I'll play it.
Nasty dog.
The Tommy Dog.
but yeah, that's a pretty circle there. Let's see. Man, there's a shitload of house of metal on here. You know what's funny? More than likely, I'll probably end up getting a fucking response back from fucking Flaw about 3 o'clock in the morning. Because when I woke up, that's the time I received a fucking message back from him. Let's see, we'll delete Hulk Hogan. Yeah, I guess we'll play a track.
Yeah, you do that.
Forgive me, Father. Trust
All right, so I'm removing all the tracks from KMK that nobody knows about and probably never even listened to.
Yay!
People are all the ones that probably before actually do know on the soundboard.
And what might that be?
Like Bump, Down for the Crown, Don't Make Me Beg, FTIZ, Fire It Up. That.
Fire up.
We're gonna get rid of the Grow Room Jam. That's just way too long. We'll get rid of Hustle. I called I'm Hungry. I've never even heard.
I'm hungry. I know that song.
I don't think I've actually listened to that track.
Yeah, I forget what CD that's off. I think it like might be off of Joint Ventures or some shit.
Probably.
Yeah. That's better. It's fucking dog shit all over my bed.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, this new dog that we have, man. Keeps shitting in everybody's bed.
Well, in that case, send it to Chris's house. Good shit. If then again, Chris probably wouldn't even know it's in. Chris would probably just sleep in it. But then again, Chris probably wouldn't even notice. He'd probably just fucking sleep in the shit.
Well, the dog is going to live with somebody else, so that's fucking fine. That's fine by me.
There you go, fucking send it to Chris.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? Ship a dog to Philadelphia?
Well, as long as there's holes in it, you can just fucking ship it.
As long as there's holes in it.
It's like a fucking special delivery package.
Special delivery, yay. There you go.
And send it to fucking Express Mail. So that way he gets it one day.
I don't know. This dog keeps making himself feel welcome here by shitting everywhere. It's not really helping your case, man. And on top of that, the other dogs don't like it.
Yeah, because they keep shitting everywhere. More than they do.
Well, I mean, they did that too, but like, not like this.
But that doesn't get the one shitty dog.
Yeah, this damn dog won't go to the bathroom outside.
Comes inside and shits in the bed.
Yeah, every fucking day.
Well, in that case, keep the dog in your parents' room.
Man, their bed got it too.
Well, good.
Every one of the beds in the house, man, got shit on or pissed on.
Yeah, but you know,
because all that dog does is just, you know, sit in one room. It's afraid of everything. Won't go outside to go to the bathroom.
But now my question is, which side of the bed did it shit on? Your mom's side or your dad's side?
I don't fucking know. I didn't observe the crime scene. But all that matters is the motherfucker shit right on my bed, man. Like, where I sleep.
Yeah, but just think, bud. Yeah, like, just think. It'd be funny as all hell if the dog shit on your dad's side of the bed.
Well, yeah. But he's always stepping his shit because he's retarded. He doesn't ever watch where he's walking, so he's always stepping his home.
Well, there you go. Dig a fucking hole.
Dig a hole?
Well, come on, man. You just said that your dad doesn't watch what he's doing. So if you dig a hole...
What, am I going to put a hole in my floor in my house? All that would happen is he'd fall through to downstairs.
Hey, well, my question is, would he survive? Like that other dumbass.
It's not that high up. He might break an ankle or something. Like, it's not that high up.
Yeah, that'd probably even be worse for me, broken ankle, than more likely need to be stuck with him even more.
Oh, man. Trust me, man, my welcome here ran out a long time ago.
But I met, you know, fucking dig a hole outside and just fucking watch it fall into the hole outside.
There are holes outside, like, got the big ass hole in the middle of the yard where there used to be a swimming pool.
What happened to the swimming pool?
Well, it was there before we moved in here. So the people that lived here before that had a swimming pool and they took it out. And now there's just, you know, a big fucking hole in the yard.
No, my question is, has your dad ever fallen in that hole before?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever pushed him in that hole?
It's not really a hole, man. It's not like deep or anything. Okay, it's like a little hill type deal thing.
Well, that's not even a hole.
Well, it's circular. And it's not level with everything else.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've got other holes in the yard from, you know, where we buried our dead cats.
There you go. Yeah, here's the idea. Fucking. If your dad's walking down the street, fucking. Remove the fucking cover for the manhole and just let it fall down there.
Man, it'd be like some, like on the Ninja Turtle game, man. You walk by it and you fall down there, like, woo, and then the eyes pop up. That'd be really funny.
Oh, man, it'd be fucking perfect.
Yeah, but somebody will see it. Yeah, right, man. Nobody sees shit around here.
Exactly. So, like, that'd be perfect. Just fucking move it. Watch him
like
fall down it.
Like the one time in the middle of the night, these people came and repoed my sister's car, and nobody saw them. So, like, we woke up and shit, man, thinking somebody stole our car and shit. We asked the neighbors if they saw anybody come and take it or whatever, and they're like, no. But then it just turns out that they repoed her car because apparently she didn't pay her bills or something, but that wasn't the case.
So then why did they repo it then?
Because they said that she didn't pay, but she did. But I'm saying, like, the neighbors didn't even notice, like, a truck coming up, you know, and just hooking their shit up to another car and just driving off of it.
How the fuck do you doctor over something like that?
Exactly. Or like how the one neighbor, their dog got ran over and the car just took off, you know, and nobody saw that happen.
Oh, fuck.
Hey. As little as the, well, these damn people don't ever watch their dog ever, and then, you know, it was bound to happen, you know, as bad as that sounds, but, and then boom, there it was.
Damn.
I saved the dog one time because it was trying to CVS shit or whatever, and this car was coming around a bit. Saved it that time, but this time it was done for.
Oh, look, another truck that Chris uploaded. Goodbye.
Damn, Chris.
Oh, Chris, why can't you ever learn how to plug in and upload things properly? You know, and it's funny because, in fact, you know, he complains, you know, like he complains to you about there being, you know, be an apostrophe and no word and continue on certain words, but yet he can't capitalize names that he posts on the sound, that he puts on the soundboard.
You probably don't use apostrophes either, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you got Calhoun, all in fucking lowercase. At least put a fucking capitalized K in his fucking name.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and play something by Calhoun?
You can do that. Let's go with Anthem.
To all my strippers around the world,
turn this one up, y'all.
This show, Cutty Buddy.
Y'all know what time it is.
Brought to you in part by Black Gold.
Cut Calhoun.
So make your money, baby. This one's for you. Yeah, I may not make it rain, but love how you weather the storm. Booty, your legs, and your arms dancing so sexy, you got me. You make me want some
love.
With your hands all on my dick and vip, okay, we go be. You keep it up, and I'ma speak a touch. Your cutty gon' squeeze your butt. Plus my cousin, here's the bounce, he ain't gon' speak enough. And I ain't in love with you per se, I'm in love with your hustling. The way you tend to break these niggas with artist seduction. That's kudos, get your money, bitch, Supo. 365, used to drive behind it, now you push your legs, coupe Cudo. Niggas used to play Tracy, but now China rocking new clothes. Louis B, Gucci that, this what you tell them new hoes. Turn it up if you know how to work that pole. Know how to drop it low, slide it down, touch the flow. Pick them ones up, watch them hit the ground. Don't be ashamed, just play it loud and say. This right here's your anthem. This right here's your anthem. This right here's your anthem. Go and pick them ones up and say. This right here's your anthem. This your fucking anthem. Say. This right here's your anthem. This your fucking anthem. I love a go-getter who's good with the pole. Tricks in her body is so thick that you're dying to gold tipper. Lie on the floor and do the split gyrating those. Big old cheeks got every other rookie dancer looking so bitter. They call her Diamond, she the kind that got that old nigga tricking off that mortgage money in the back alone with her. But I ain't mad, girl, go on and get your cash, girl. Shake just what your mama gave to you to make a fast buck.
Presidential.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
The kind I'm into.
Kind I'm into.
My baby mama.
My baby mama.
No crazy drama, just know how to make you wanna. And in return, I just tell the DJ to turn this on.
Turn it up if you know how to work that pole. Know how to drop it low. Slide it down, touch the flow. Pick them ones up. Watch them hit the ground. Don't be ashamed. Just play it loud and say. This right here's your anthem. This right here's your anthem. This right here's your anthem. Go and pick them ones up and say. This right here's your anthem. This your fucking anthem. Say. This right here's your anthem. This your fucking anthem.
To every woman done stripping, do just what you do. Break these niggas, get that paper, baby, do the fucking fool. If ain't nobody told you, I'ma tell you, you the fucking truth. A man's world, but with a woman's touch, all of us are loose. So this right here, your anthem. You feel it, throw your hands up. From the East Coast to the West Coast and everywhere with dancers. If anybody knocking and questioning what you do, tell them we all up in here tipping and stripping, then you should do this. Turn it up if you know how to work that pole. Know how to drop it low. Slide it down, touch the flow. Pick them ones up. Watch them hit the ground. Don't be ashamed. Just play it loud and say, this right here's your anthem. This right here's your anthem. This right here's your anthem. Go and pick them ones up and say, this right here's your anthem. This your fucking anthem. Say, this right here's your anthem. This your fucking anthem.
And we're back.
Yay.
And I'm halfway, I'm almost done up removing things. I removed Optimus off the soundboard. That dude don't have a tune in for a solo.
Whatever.
I removed fucking Philly C and Roger Kill.
That was
that
dude
on
there.
No, not that one. I'm talking about, you know, Phil E. See, you know, that one dude that did that track around the kill that you put up on the soundboard. Be good enough for now. We'll find out anyways. I'm leaving Prophecy up on the summer just because of that. He's a JR alumni. Well, alumnus.
Man, I want to try one of them hot dogs from Sonic.
Oh, yeah, those fucking pretzel dog things.
Yeah, with the bacon on them.
Yeah, those sound good.
That'll probably be real good, but it's quite a drive to go to fucking Sonic.
A fucking bigger drive for us, because the closest Sonic we have is in New York.
Well, ours isn't quite that far, but it's still quite a fucking drive. just to get a hot dog.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never ate at Sonic ever.
I haven't either. I want to try it one of these days, but it'll probably be a while.
Yeah. Did I deliver? No.
And if they do. They're fucking, yeah, they sent me a fucking sexy ass chick on a fucking rollerblade.
Man, I don't mean rollerblade all the way from there to like somebody's house and shit. Because that'd be really weird.
Yeah, you see that fucking sexy ass chick, nice tits, fat ass, fucking. Well, it's getting down the fucking road with fucking pooping Sonic.
Yeah, right. You'll never see that.
Yeah, it's true. We can only dream.
Although I was driving down the south side area over here, and there's this black chick that was walking by, and shit, a fucking big old ass.
Damn. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, I had the perfect dream, like, most funniest and perfect dream of them all last night. Fucking, I was at Raw, and fucking, I guess, and AJ got fucking so pissed off that she fucking stabbed Michael Cole.
That's an amazing dream.
Hell yeah, it is.
Why can't I have dreams like that?
But no, but the best thing is, like the entire time, you got fucking JBL fucking there laughing, repeating over and over and over. You got stabbed. You got stabbed.
That's fucking awesome. You even had commentary in it.
I mean, come on. I mean, come on. Just the fact that she took it, that she stabbed Michael Cole, and you got fucking JBL chanting about it.
It's probably the best dream ever.
Eh. I mean, Jerry King Law was there just fucking watching him and didn't really do much.
Man, he's always there, just watching.
Yeah, they should bring back the old Jerry King Lawler.
What do you mean bring him back? He's there. He's just not allowed to say the shit that he used to say.
Exactly what I mean. Okay, I mean, come on. I take that back. He did say one thing, and the only thing he kept saying was puppies, over and over.
I'm not allowed to say puppies anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's not PG.
Now he just had that awkward conversation with JBL talking about how she's bigger.
Yeah.
Like Caitlyn. Oh, she had a whole bunch of surgery done and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's funny how he doesn't mention the fact that she's bigger. Only fucking...
Well, that's because you can't really tell with her, you know? She's, like, muscular.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And it's very noticeable with the Bellas.
Oh, yeah, because one's flat-chested. And the other one's actually got fucking tits.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, man, I would get fucking AJ Perry at least 5 times, just to help her get to like at least a fucking C or D cup.
Man, don't be saying that on Facebook, man. You'll get yelled at.
Man, let them yell. I don't care.
Because somebody, you know. She wanted to post about how her boobs are bigger because she's pregnant. You know, you wanted to be funny and, you know, stupid about it, so I came on your status and I said some stupid shit, and you got mad.
Yep. That's how they do it now, dude.
How the fuck does that work? Because I stole your shine? What's up?
You know what? I'm going to make that my status right now. Just a pissy
like floor. How, like that one picture I shared earlier about, if all crime was legal for 12 hours, what would you do? And then somebody commented, I'd go on DisneyChannel.com without my parents' permission. That's fucking awesome.
But that's just, wow.
Dude, that girl's fucking nasty.
Oh.
This bitch on that summer camp show.
Oh, yeah.
That's the type of chick Chris would go for, though. Definitely. And what the hell, are all these dudes on the show gay? Like, what the fuck?
Probably.
They all look pretty gay. I like how they have this show and then they got another summer camp show that's going to be on.
Man, they have way too many fucking reality TV shows.
No, they have too many prank shows.
And then, you know, yeah, those two.
Like, you can't even compare to what, that was a show called? Punk. Hey, there it is. Punk. You can't compare to that show.
No, you definitely can't.
But there's been so many shows after that trying to do the same thing. So you think people would catch on by now?
Of course.
But they don't.
Let's see if I get any responses to my status.
Oh, yeah, what'd you say today?
I would get AJ Lee Prego at least 5 times. Just so she'd have bigger tits.
Whoa, you're friends with that same girl, so I'm sure she'll have something to say.
She probably will.
She'll be like, that's a pathetic reason to get her pregnant.
Yeah, but have you seen the chick's tits? They're non-existent.
She has some titties.
Yeah, they're probably a cup.
Well, everybody's obsessed with her ass. Her ass isn't even all that big, but, like, still a nice ass, though.
Yeah, it's a nice ass. But it'd be perfect if she had some titties to go with that.
Well, maybe when she gets older, she'll get a boob job.
Or maybe if we get lucky.
Or she'll gain a little bit of weight.
Yeah, that too. Or maybe, you know, we can just switch bodies with her, like, you know, take her head off of her body, take the head off of her body and just switch them around.
No, they're not Barbie dolls. They would die if you did that.
Yeah, they probably would.
But that would look really strange if that happened.
Yeah, man, I mean, come on. Just imagine fucking AJ with Caitlyn's body and Caitlyn with AJ's body.
Well, didn't you see whenever she came out in that fucking suit?
Yeah, but I don't think that suit did any justice for Caitlyn.
For Caitlyn? AJ did that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's supposed to make fun of Caitlyn.
But I'm just saying, like, you see how AJ looked in it, though. Like, that's what she would look like if she had Caitlyn's body.
Well, true.
Even though AJ is pretty fucking built, though, but she has no meat on her bones.
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on. I'm sure as hell, if someone was actually fuck her, she'd probably break in half.
That's what Big E's gonna do. He's gonna fuck her and he's gonna break her.
Yeah, but he's gonna snap her. I didn't have.
Talk about the big ending. Ain't that the name of his finishing move?
Yeah.
The worst finishing move ever. Next to the neutralizer.
No, the neutralizer is one. This is a really, really gay ass finishing maneuver.
It knocks out their feet.
Knocks out their feet, and he's got his arms around their fucking dicks.
But I'm just saying, like, it doesn't even hit their head or it doesn't hit their head or anything. It's just it's their feet and their legs, and all of a sudden they're knocked out and they get pinned. And that's where, like, Big E, man, only does is do like a flapjack type thing.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're knocked out.
Yeah. They've definitely come up with some really bad, really horrible finishers lately.
Yeah. Or like Seth Rollins kneeing somebody in their head and then they die.
Yeah. I don't even know about that one. That's not even a finishing move.
Man, next thing you know, Caitlyn and AJ, they're going to be lesbians in WWE. It's going to be the next storyline.
Probably will be.
That'd be pretty fucking hot, though. That'd be pretty fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. But, we're probably going to do fucking bitching about now. Why is it when you want to fucking delete a goddamn fucking thing, you can't delete it? Fucking Facebook fucks up nowadays. Even more so.
What can't you delete?
Man, I was trying to delete the fucking shit at the top of my fucking thing. Apparently there's a group up on here. Apparently Chris is a part of that group.
Of course.
But why the fuck is Chris a part of Juggalo and Juggalette Love?
Wow.
He's not even a Juggalo.
He's not anything.
I mean, come on. The dude's fucking in every single Juggalo group that we're a part of, but yet he's not a Juggalo.
Well, he has that thing at the top of his page, so it makes it look like he's a Juggalo.
Yeah, only because of the fact he's a part of, well, was a part of JR.
Maybe that's why he hasn't shown up, because we told him he was actually fired right now.
That's possible. You know what? I'm going to join the group. I'm going to be like...
You're not in the group, but he is.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm going to go in there and be like, yo, Chris Schulte is not a Juggalo.
Oh, yeah, that's going to start a whole nother thing right there. People are like, shut the fuck up, man. Don't be bringing that drama bullshit in here.
Yeah, apparently the a page called Juggalo / Juggalette Love is apparently supposed to be the Juggalo Holocaust.
Do you say it's the Juggalo Holocaust?
Yep.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Fuck them people.
Agreed.
That's why I got that like page on there, the anti-Juggalo Holocaust.
Oh, this is just... For some reason, he thinks everyone's a part of the Juggalo Holocaust nowadays. I mean, it doesn't really seem like any of them are a part of that.
Who the hell knows, man? Juggalos are fucking retarded nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why he fucking put, he said that because of the fact, even because he saw fucking Lilo and Stitch saying, Ohana means family.
Wow.
Like somebody supposed to like put a picture of her up on the page and some dude goes, "Thanks for the material."
Wow. Douchebag.
Yep. I sure as hell hope that is not a fucking tattoo. Everyone, really? Okay, this is a fucking face paint. Oh, apparently some dude's got this fucking face paint a little bit in a fucking Frankenstein type of way. Hello, Gil G. The Wicked Stone recently added 36 friends. Do you know any of them? What the fuck are you even asking me this shit for, Facebook?
36 friends? I haven't added anybody.
Well, it says he recently added 36 friends.
I'm blocked on Facebook. How did I add 36 people?
I have no clue. It's asking me if I know any of them.
Well, do you know any
no.
of them?
I know, like, one. It's Jerry. Husband killer.
Yeah, she don't even talk no more either.
Nope. The rest of them, no, I don't know them.
Oh, wait. Man, when is that from?
Oh, look, they have Jess Rabbit up on this.
Oh, I saw that you posted the picture of Jess Rabbit, and Jess Rabbit liked it.
Yeah, I noticed.
The other one liked it. That was really weird.
Yeah, but I agree with that one because I was expecting for any one of us who took that picture to like it.
I guess maybe they know each other.
Hope not. That was weird. Oh, I'm gonna add the Hatchet Queen. Hey, oh look, they put a fucking Chris Schulte's fucking page up on there, asking if I know him.
Say no.
No, I do not know this faggot.
That's like all them foreign people that keep trying to add me.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. This random black dude and shit got like no pictures and looking all weird and shit trying to add me.
Fuck that. Amy Bertrand. Sure, I'll add you.
We're all edgy.
Eli Ellis. Are you a dude or a chick?
If you have to ask that, you probably shouldn't add them.
Oh, okay, it's a chick. Okay, oh, it says Ellie. But why the fuck does it spell like Eli? What the fuck?
Wait, hold on. Is that Hatchet Queen chick?
I don't know. Eli Ellis?
Is it A-L-I?
No, E-L-I.
Then I have no idea.
But they're on your page, and I'm adding them to my page.
Why are they on my page? I probably deleted them. What do you mean they're on my page?
I don't know.
I don't have very many people left on my page.
Yo, that's the same chick. No, okay, no. It's... Well, anyways, Joy Nicole, I'll add you.
Yeah, it's another bitch that don't talk.
That's okay, I just want to stalk her anyways.
You fucking stalker.
Hey, she looks good. That's a good thing.
So what, man? I delete fine-ass bitches all the time because they don't talk.
You else I could add. You know, I wonder if Chris would ever even notice if we fucking just deleted them off our page.
You know, I was actually thinking that the other day. I'm about to do it.
Let me know, like, if he even notices.
About to do it right now. I don't fucking care.
It'd be funny as hell if, you know, he actually didn't even notice it.
Probably won't.
And I've been thinking about fucking removing Blando Cloud and see if he actually notices.
Yeah, right.
Find out.
Unfront. I'm gonna remove both of his profiles. There, he's gone.
I give him at least 2 years till he notices.
He ain't never gonna notice. Till he sends a message and I can't answer him back. Like, last night, man, I hit up this girl. I was like, what's up? She's like, do I know you? So then I just deleted her. Because that conversation wasn't gonna end well.
Yeah, good morning. And no cloud.
Then I would have told her, no, you don't know me. And she'd be like, well, what do you want then?
Let's see if Wendell Cloud ever notices that he's been removed.
I deleted his boy Gremlin.
I need to delete his ass too.
He'll never notice.
Well, no. What, we're gonna send a friend request to Poo Poo Ninja.
Uh-oh.
And the fucking the last time he sent the fucking message, they posted on Facebook, was back in March.
Who?
Fucking Poo Poo Ninja.
Damn.
Yeah, but they get it. The last thing he posted on fucking Facebook was, Marine Corps, here the fuck I come. And it's gonna be a sad, sad day if this motherfucker says, just fucking take him in the Marines. So we'll be all fucked.
Take who to the Marines?
Fucking Poo Poo Ninja.
Yeah, right.
Let's see if he'll ever if Chris will ever notice his admin is being gone.
His admin being gone from what?
Much motherfucker with Gun Love Group.
You're right, he'll never notice.
And I guess I might as well start removing him from the page from the JR.
Why the hell does fucking Angel Firestorm keep changing her fucking name?
I don't know.
Man, it's fun scrolling through your page and just be like, yeah, that chick's hot. Too bad she likes black people.
So while we're at it, Chris, you're done with Juggalo. You are officially hereby removed from Much More Fucking With Clown Love.
Poor Chris.
Hey, while we're at it, we'll move in. Like I said, yes, we want to ban him permanently.
Damn.
Now on to the JR shoot team page. Where he shall be removed from air too.
Appearing from everywhere.
Man, we got a lot of people in this fucking page we got removed anyways. Amanda Baker, aka Echo. She no longer has a fucking Facebook.
Maybe she'll come back.
Well, if she does, I don't know. I doubt it.
Because sometimes people, you know, deactivate their account and then come back at a later point in time.
Yeah, we'll see. Justin Mills. But if I go away, since you don't have a page, you were removed and banned.
What? Justin Mills is gone?
Yep.
Aw, it's a shame.
Sure. Oh, now he's been blocked and banned from the group.
It's time to hit up some more people and see who I can delete tonight.
Yep. I'll kiss her after the song for one.
It's not very nice.
That's true. He dyed her hair blonde, he cut it. It looks normal.
It's because she took all that yarn shit out of her hair.
Fucking finally.
People need to stop doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, but the pen, she looks normal.
Yeah.
Wow. A shocker. She actually has hair.
She actually has hair.
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, she always had that fucking yarn shit up in her hair. So, you know, so I always wondered, you know, she had actual hair.
Yep.
Find a member. Name, Chris. Last name, not important. You are hereby removed.
Na 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 na.
And then.
Na na na.
Yo, no. First we'll remove him, and if he actually notices that he's been removed.
He will not know. Let's hit up his fat girl and see if she talks to me.
Probably not.
No, right? Right, this is me because I'm fed. Here I am, just an orchid. She fed.
And how about the fact that fucking cross-eyed chick while getting added to me?
You're like, is that bitch looking at me? Or something else? Hey, look, your friend Monique is always on.
Folks, change the last name.
What the fuck was that?
That was me coughing, man.
And sound like no cough.
Hey, cross-eyed chick. Which way are you looking? That way, that way.
I had to leave her because she always had her eye on somebody else.
And she has some big old titties. But unfortunately, you know, she's watching me, watching somebody else.
You can't have that connection if she can't look it.
Oh, man. on the glasses on? One way?
She's looking one way and another way.
Here's a nice picture. I can't go to bed. Shit is happening on the internet.
I wonder if Kiss was up to yawn. Let's find out.
Kiss is on, yeah.
Good. I'm gonna know the fuck out of her. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna go to the messages, bitch. Josh Kerner, go the fuck away. Come on. I don't want to. But I try to fucking click on Kissel's name and it takes me to fucking messages.
Man, that was like the one time I was trying to message, who was it? I think it was Jen. Telling her that she was hacked and shit or whatever, and I guess I clicked the wrong name and I sent a message to somebody else and they were like, what? I was like, oh, fuck. Not you, wrong person.
There we go. I'm actually going to tell her that she looks normal for once, with blonde hair. And
okay.
See what she says.
She's like, well, thank you, Havoc.
I don't know, man. I'm wondering if we should just be police fucking Chris and Kissa.
I don't know, man. She'll get us some listeners, though.
Yeah.
So that's what Mars looks like without that stupid mask on. Does he really talk like that, the way he raps?
Of course.
No.
Yeah, probably.
Mars.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, God. He has an annoying voice, then.
Oh, so Kiss is actually talking. Well, was talking. All she said was, hi, stranger, how are you? And I said, good, how are you? And then that was the end of that one. Yeah, it's Sunday, which means it's pasta day.
Man, this chick was like, there's a store going on outside. I think she means there's a party going on outside or something.
You should ask her, but do you mean party or storm?
No. She said store going on outside.
What the fuck is this store going on outside?
And then I asked her, do you mean party?
Wow.
Just throw that bitch in the face.
Damn.
Nah, man, because this dude fucking Zach, I don't know, I don't even pronounce your last name, goes, I've never hit a woman in my life, but this bitch about to get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, comment Chris Brown that bitch in the face.
Let's play out. Someone's fucking comments going, but yeah, might catch something. And he goes, yeah, her head with a bat.
Nice.
I better comment. Chris Brown, that bitch in the face.
You.
I come back. Let's see exactly what. Let's see what gets commented back.
Oh, you are.
I said, let's see what gets said back to that one. Yeah, I think from here on out, like, anytime I see the status of some dude wanting to hit a chick, that's the first thing I'm going to comment. Chris Brown, that bitch in the face.
That's not very nice, Havoc.
Man, who gives a fuck?
Nobody on Facebook, that's for sure.
Nope. Dude fucking responds and goes, I'm about to fuck.
That's funny.
Well, good talking to you, Crystal. Even though you haven't, you know, you said two things.
Damn, man, I haven't talked to this person since last July either.
Who, Crystal?
Well, I don't remember the last time I talked to her.
Dude can't hear us. We got a song for you, dude. Put on the soundboard. There we go. There you go, dude.
Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, that bitch in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still waiting to see what fucking Kristen says back to the whole "you look normal" thing.
Wow. She's fucking slow.
Man, she's very slow.
Chris Brown and bitch in the face.
But, I still fuck her.
Of course you would.
My question is, does LLJ even still exist?
No.
Hey, she responded, said, scary, huh?
Yes. Yes.
I wonder what half these motherfuckers are coming from that keep adding me out of the fucking random blue. I just one dude, Kevin, I will beat your ass, Kern. Stop walking. Interesting name there, fool. Oh, apparently he's from Connecticut. Interesting. Turn off chat for Chris. Okay. Now let's see if you'll ever notice that one.
You know. Oh, look. Rabbit keeps posting pictures of weed. Woo!
Great, so she's a fucking drunk and a druggie.
Well, we already knew that. Come on. That was like this morning, man. My sister was out walking her dog, and she came back, and she's like, "Here, this is for you." And it was a little sack of weed. I was like, "What the fuck?" She was like, "I found this when I was out walking." Yeah, man, we got a bunch of druggies around here. Most of our street sells. I mean, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but just the fact that your sister came back with
no,
a bag of weed.
She randomly found it on the street, though.
Yeah, but it's just weird that she just came there and she just comes back with it and hands it to you.
Yeah, that was a little weird. She was interrupting my watching Miley Cyrus twerk in her music video.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. In that Miley Cyrus video, man, she's, like, I guess you could say twerking.
Which one, fucking Party in the USA?
No. And, I don't even know what that one name song is. We Do What We Want To, maybe? I don't know. Can't Stop Us, some shit like that. It's like a real weird video, and she's wearing all white and shit.
And acting
all slutty. No, man, it's one of them newer ones.
Can't Be Stopped?
I guess, something like it.
I didn't even know she fucking knew how to twerk.
Well, I guess you could say she was trying to. I don't know, but she was she was shaking her ass in like some white pants and whatnot. So,
oh yeah,
gotta check it out.
Someone would get bored and make a fucking skull out of a fucking french fry?
I don't know. I guess.
yeah, not like it's in this fucking video. Like, at 3-4 seconds, you see like a skull made of french fries.
Okay, then.
Yo, like, she looks weird as all hell with her hair the way it is.
Yeah, her hair is weird, but I'd fuck her.
I mean, I'd fuck her too, but, hey, she's got some weird looking hair nowadays. Yeah, she definitely looks good in that fucking outfit, though.
Hell yeah.
But, maybe I'd give her some of, kisses fucking yarn falls. Just so that way, you can make her hair look at least somewhat complete again.
Yeah, she should have just kept her hair.
Yeah, that's a definite.
I mean, you could have dyed it blonde or whatever, that's fine, but, should have just kept your fucking hair. Oh, apparently the person did mean storm.
Damn, so I was right.
And how the fuck they go back? But I don't want fucking Vivo.
Apparently, fucking Selena Gomez has a new video out too. Let's go check that shit out.
Man, I fuck her too.
Well, first, I'd fuck her, kill Justin Bieber, and then fuck her again.
I guess that's only fair.
Yeah, it's definitely fair. That motherfucker needs to die.
Although on that like page, man, we actually got a few likes coming in the past day here or so.
Yeah, man, I noticed that.
Just out of nowhere.
If only they'd tune the fuck in.
Yeah, good luck with that.
There we go, Selena Gomez. Track called Slow Down. Off the new album. Let's see how this video looks. This is a stupid commercial. This is a track by her. I can actually see us playing about JR. That's a got a dope beat.
What's the video like, though?
Fucking sexy.
That's all we were looking for.
There's a fucking video on here from, I'm guessing it is just either the name of the fucking group or, oh, it's a fucking web show or comment show called Golden Like My Nipples.
Golden Like My Nipples?
And it's hosted by a Chinese dude.
Wait, what the hell? Why the hell is Macklemore under Pop?
I don't know.
Apparently he's pop music.
Maybe it is.
Interesting.
That conversation with Kiss died off already. Again.
Well, this conversation is about to die too, because it's gonna kick us off.
Oh, we'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, boy.
Yeah.